Why do people turn out?
Oh, what are you eating?
This is going to be, does anyone else feel like they lost like 12 hours?
Yeah. Yeah. Like I'm broken today. And I even got up early and I was fine. And it was like, no, I'm on my second monster and a Mountain Dew just to be like, what happened?
I have never felt this way after daylight savings time. It Same. Is.
I didn't, normally I don't care they happen. I don't know what happened to me, but like that 1 hour, I'm like, I get bad sleep anyway. Like, this is no different. What is happening?
Hey,
I went to bed at 5, which was really 4, 5
a.m. or p.m.
a.m. I haven't had coffee yet.
Degen hours.
Then I woke
how
up.
How are at, you? How are you?
I woke surviving? Up at 9 and finished editing the roundup. So let's see how this show goes.
Oh no!
Oh, this is gonna be gold.
All right, I'm gonna start.
Please do. Let's just do it.
Start.
That's just the way it is.
Obviously.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Firework kids, you're my heroes.
This is
what they do.
Quitters never give up.
Go ahead.
And from what I understand, quitters never give up.
Fucking amazing.
Quitters never give up.
Right. Well,
yeah.
Hell yeah.
Quitters never, what the hell is it called?
Quitters never give up.
That's it. Quitters never give up.
Because I said quitters never give up, and he said, that's all they do.
Squish.
Say squish.
I don't know what that means.
Just say squish. Say squish.
Squish.
Thank you.
Hola, party people. It is Quitters Never Give Up, episode 101. I need to do a new theme. We're in the 100s. I need to come up with something different. It's kind of getting kind of old.
All right.
We got all the quitters here. Lindsay, Edwin, Drew, and Jen of Sunshine from coming to you from the apocalypse is here.
Jen of Sunshine.
Jen of Sunshine.
Jen of the house, Sunshine.
Well, that's what she needs to be called now that she's living where there's tornadoes and fires and flash floods and every basic.
Blizzards.
Yeah, all the seven seals of the apocalypse are opening up right in her backyard.
Pretty much.
I guess that. Not. Let's go over the messages.
That last episode.
Hit it, Steve.
Quitters never give up. Okay, Lindsay, Gold Star. This is Steve, of course. Gold Star. It reminded me, I was laughing so hard through the whole episode every time you came up with one. It was like when Bean would delay announcing what the artist was with Turd Ferguson and all those different ones, the way you kept coming at us with different takes on the Gilded Playlist. So, Chef's Kiss, Standing O, very well done, ma'am. Very well done, Lindsay. Okay, you guys keep up the work. Bye.
I have something to say about episode 100 because I now am remembering that Drew almost didn't recognize that theme.
Yep.
That he sang on. That was pretty funny.
Now it just haunts me.
It's going to live with you for the rest of your life.
I know.
It's a badge of honor, like Edwin being peak.
Wait, he's not?
I said
he is.
Okay.
It's a badge of honor. It's
like confusing. It's confusing.
I should have said I am.
So Steve handed out a gold star to Lindsay for all of her names for the, what's the next one? The grungy podiatrist?
Podiatrist?
Podiatrist.
Is that a word? Podiatrist?
The D and the T.
Podiatrist.
Oh, you guys don't know the dictionary like I do.
Oh, I see.
The Kevin Ryder Volume 1 dictionary. Let's go to the next message.
Hit it, Steve.
Quitters never give up. Hey, it's Steve. And Jen, I love the rant. That was amazing. But just weighing in on, you know, those kids that are just on their sleds crossing the freeway and stuff like that. I mean, Fuck them kids, right? I'll show myself out. Keep up the work.
Stone Man!
So he agrees with you to fuck them kids because they right? shouldn't be sledding in the highway.
No. Well, here's a nice thing. Now that we've had a tornado up here in this crazy weather, no one's come up. No moss tourists.
Well, yeah. Now that the world's ended where you're at, I yeah, don't think you have any more visitors.
Right?
Like The Walking Dead where Jim lives.
It's like The Walking Dead everywhere. Listen, right? man.
All right. Jen, are you ready for the flashback with no introduction?
I am.
Hello and welcome to a very special
flashback.
Because I'm going to introduce you now to
flashback.
And now,
flashback.
Let's have a look at this.
Just play the intro.
Oh, look at the doggy.
Yeah. Hey, dogs.
Right. No. Granite, get off my desk. Are you kidding me? Granite, get off my desk. Oh my God, get off. Get off, Granite. Get off. Jesus.
Oh, dude.
Oh, no.
110 pounds. Okay. Oh, all right. I got everyone. Okay. Now I got this one. All right. Okay.
She's being overrun.
I pretty much am. And here we go.
Ralph, I'm so glad you're here today. And I'll tell you why.
Hello.
Because you've been hating on us so much for the Wheel of Bad Animals, but I'm here to tell you that A, not only do the kids love it, but B, what if I were to tell you we have a new spiffy intro that's going to save this bit, even for haters like you?
Impossible.
We're stepping up our game, man.
To the first and to the second, not possible.
We're stepping it up.
Are you?
Yeah.
That means you're not going to do silly animal voices on a wheel anymore?
That's still the end.
Oh, I see.
Look, when the silly animals stop doing newsworthy things, we'll stop doing the bit. Until then, we insist on talking to each and every one of them that we find in the paper.
So on the wheel, we have the Argentinian mega colony ants.
Mm-hmm.
We have the flaming rats. That's a new one.
Oh, they're good.
We have the Pimp and Chips. We have the Russian dog girl. We have the suicidal New York City turtles.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the attacking Komodo dragon and the gay German penguins. So those are the stories. We spin the wheel, and that determines which animal we speak with. Ralph's favorite bit.
It's just, I feel like we've done the same segment over and over and over now.
Landed on the flaming rats.
Yes!
But you haven't heard this.
It's time for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices.
Where do you think it's gonna land?
Don't know.
It's gonna be pretty bad.
That helps a lot. Come on.
That makes it way better.
Wow. I didn't know Brian Setzer had that kind of time.
And we make the intro really, really long so people feel like they're getting their money's worth of the bit.
At least it's all off rhythm and sung poorly.
Right.
All right. I have to go leave the room now.
Where are you going?
Why? Why? Don't you want to hear us call the Flaming Rats? Come on. All right, here's the deal. Lisa May, what's the acreage burned in this Southern California wildfire situation now? It's got to be over 150,000 acres, right?
I was going to say close to that, yeah.
Okay. Now, the firefighters, God bless them, have been doing an unbelievable job when you look at how much is burned with how little has actually been damaged in terms of actual buildings, right? But one of the problems that they're running into that I never would have even thought of, but apparently this is a concern with every forest fire, is little animals catch on fire and then run out of the fire. And, of course, they can go anywhere, and then they spread it to some place that's not already burning. So the firefighters apparently are having to catch, like rats, for instance, that are already on fire, pick them up, throw them back into the fire.
That's a horrible
job. It's bad for the fireman. It's bad for the rat.
Yeah. The rat who doesn't know what's going on is on fire.
Yeah.
He's trying to get away. And all of a sudden, why is this guy picking me? What? I'm going, what?
So we've got to figure out what's going on. And I think producer Alex has lined up maybe somebody from L.A. County Fire that can talk to us about this disturbing item that's in the news. Good morning. Kevin and Bean Show here.
Oh, dear God. No.
Are you okay? Sir, are you all right?
Why are you yelling, sir?
I'm on fire!
Oh, you're a rat!
Yeah.
How can we talk to this
The thing is, you talk to the animal in the story every time.
Right, sure.
It's never someone from the LA fire department.
Right, but we have to ask.
Or like a scientist or anything. It's always the animal.
Right, but we have to ask for that person.
Right. We pretend that's what we think is going to happen. All right. So, tough interview. So tell us what. So you're on fire now.
Wait, you think you're going to do an in-depth interview with a rat that's on fire?
No time to stop and talk. I'm on fire.
I bet he felt like he was getting away. Did you feel like you were getting away when you were able to get out of the burning part of the forest?
I thought it would be better.
Right? And then what happened? Some guy picked you up and threw you back into the towering inferno?
That's what you said in the setup.
That's true.
Well, is it hot?
Yeah, it's okay.
Eddie was so offended by that. He just noped out of the
He was just gone.
Right?
Poor rat.
You know, Drew, in the Overcooked game that you are about to start playing, there are rats that steal food, and sounds like we need to talk to them about their thoughts on stealing food.
I'm sorry, her microphone just cut out. Did anyone else get that?
Are you being serious or are you joking?
Nope, I'm joking. I'm just okay. Yeah.
They're the only one that got kicked off.
Yeah.
Lindsay kicked him off.
No, I didn't. Lindsay kicked him
off. I didn't even say anything.
I really didn't. I swear I didn't.
Okay. Well, I think I'm back.
So I don't know what happened. I did not kick you out.
Why is it so awkward, boys?
Does someone want to say something now?
I will. So because of that clip, I jumped into the tube of time and we jumped ahead about 10 years.
We're just sitting going, oh man, God's really blessed us. We're just so in love with it. We had grandkids over there. We were just perfectly happy. And then all of a sudden, mice.
What is happening here?
Mice.
Animals are attacking Terry Bradshaw.
His reckoning. They're following him around.
And so I say to the gate guy, I said, hey, gate guy, what's with the mice? He goes, well, didn't they tell you? I said, who tell me what? He goes, didn't the homeowners association tell you that every 7 years we get a mice attack? We get an infestation of mice? I said, no. My wife and I get this. I'm laying in bed one night, my wife and I had watching TV, she's asleep, and I'm sitting there and I'm watching this old movie, and we you don't put out traps, you put out sticky traps. Sticky traps. Well, I can't hear the little rascals squeal when they get, and this is terrible because they're actually cute. They got big ears, like, you know, and so she can hear them squeaking or whatever,
right?
And she's like, oh, it's driving me crazy, these, I can't hear it, so it doesn't bother me. And I don't look at them, you know. I mean, they're all over our house. Come on, hundreds of them inside the house. So,
your life is a horror movie. Yeah, Terry, like, why are all animals drawn to you?
You're like the opposite of Snow White.
You'll be sitting there, and all of a sudden, there goes one, there goes two, chasing the one, in and out of the room. They're everywhere. And I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy.
You need a shotgun.
So you go get 500 sticky traps, and each trap can hold 6 to 8 little mice.
This is
horrible. Hey, but it's your house.
All right, Terry Bradshaw is a death camp.
I had one inside my stove burner. Up on the counter, mouse inside the stove burner. Okay. You know, gas. So I said, okay, you know what? I'm fixing to run you out. I slipped over and turned on the gas. And the flame goes poof, and the little mouse goes,
oh my
he's
God.
On fire. He runs into another one. He goes out of that one. I turned it on, and away he goes, and a ball of flame flies.
Terry Bradshaw. All right, let me ask you a question.
If you don't buy a ticket to the Vegas show right now, hold on. I don't know what
you're
doing.
Terry, hold on. And we continue.
We rarely do this, but Terry Bradshaw is the greatest human ever. And when we last spoke with him 5 minutes ago, he was in his kitchen in Oklahoma, and he had just set a mouse on fire with his stove. And the mouse took off and ran into another mouse. And then what happened, Terry?
Well, then he took off down the cabinet in the ball of fire, and then he gave it up. It was history.
Wow, all
so,
right.
I mean, that's kind of sad. And I tell you, but there was so many of these things, just millions in my yard, that I even got a 9-iron and started practicing smacking them.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Hey, I'm sorry. That's cruel. But seriously, don't be coming in my house. little baby mice drops, and they stink, and you step on them. So, yeah. But we sold that place. I need to finish. We sold it.
You sold the place. Okay. Yeah.
Here's the thing that finally got me.
Here we go.
We weren't there 4 months.
Right.
And I turned to Tammy and I said, we are so out of here, our dream house. And so the thing that swung it, I'm laid in bed, she's asleep, and all of a sudden my right leg is itching.
Tickles. Nope. Oh, no.
No.
I wear pajamas. I wear a T-shirt and pajamas.
Okay.
Took my left foot, pushed it up my pajamas, and when I went to scratch my right leg, that itch took off running.
Oh, my God.
I jumped up. I gave it up like a sissy.
Of course.
Little friggin' mouse is running up my pants. I'm jerking my drawers off. I'm going crazy. My wife has jumped. She jumps up. To hit the light, that mouse has run down inside the bed. We can't find it. We take the mattress off. I said, we're out of here.
Yeah, it's too many mice.
Hey, Terry, can I live with you?
It's too many mice.
You want to live in a zoo?
So, Terry, do you tell stories like this at the Luxor show?
I do.
So good.
That is one of the few moments where I remember where I was when I heard this, because I was working my old job and I would play the podcast live, and we're 3 hours ahead. So it's like midday and this is going on live. And I have a customer who's now staying in the store because he's like, is this Terry Bradshaw? I'm like, yes. And I am dying laughing. Like, that's it. Absolute gold.
What year was that?
That was towards the end. So
it was July 2019, July 30th, 2019. And I remember same thing, listening to the podcast later in the day, cleaning my kitchen and just howling at it and replaying it. It was so funny.
All right. What are we doing? Are we doing the roundup? Shall we do the roundup? Is that is that the plan? Okay.
Someone do something.
We is an interesting way to put that.
Nailed it.
Ow, 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 ow. I mean, you get it. When you want her to promote your podcast, we got it.
Say hello to happy goodbye to the blue.
Janky podcast.
What?
Can't start him already.
Fuck is happening.
That's right, party people. We're not the only podcast having trouble. The Cupertino chat. Let's go. Let's play a clip from there. Maybe we'll go back to that podcast, but they weren't having a lot of luck this week. Let's start out with the Ralph Report. And of course, it's the year of Larry, but Eddie Pence always forgets which Larry it is.
It's the year of Larry.
One of the best teams of highway patrolmen we have. John Baker and Frank Poncherello.
All hell, Larry?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
What's his name? What's his last name? Larry who?
Larry you?
What's his bucket?
Larry Wilcox.
Larry Wilcox.
Played John Baker.
That's right.
In the popular series Chips.
I just knew him as John.
Opposite Poncherello.
Right.
Played by the great Eric Estrada.
Everybody knows Eric Estrada.
Everyone knows Larry Wilcox, too.
I know him as John. Officer John.
Not Officer John. You don't even know John's last name?
No.
Baker.
Officer John.
John Baker.
I didn't know that. When's the last time I watched Chips? 1979?
I don't know.
Okay.
Start watching it. Fix your life.
All hell, Larry. What's his name?
Wilcox. Wilcox. Jesus Christ.
Like a goldfish.
Lindsay, do you even know what chips is?
Chips.
Oh, see, I saw everybody else light up when the theme song played, and then Lindsay just kind of stared blankly.
Is that the cop show?
Yes. It's a cop show. Yes.
With Ponch and John.
Okay. That's
dun, 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 dun.
Chips. No, I don't believe so. I'm so sorry.
California Highway Patrol.
That's what it stands for. CHP, Chips, California. I mean,
it was in the 70s, right? So.
give it to her. She said it was a cop.
They were on motorcycles, and they were all like, vroom, vroom, pull you over for going down the sidewalk.
It's a cheesy cop show.
It's not. It's 70s. Not the like fake reality that the other.
No, it's not Reno 911.
It's scripted. Yeah. And fun fact, Chris Pine's dad played the boss of Ponch and John on the show.
That's correct.
That is a fun fact.
Fun fact. Let's go over to Where Did It Come From. Ralph had probably the easiest Where Did It Come From I'd ever heard. I didn't think anybody ever had this, needed to know this answer.
Hi, Ralph. This is Chris from the Car Bomb Podcast. I just had a question for Where Did It Come From. I was just talking with my wife this morning, and we were talking about somebody doing something real dumb. And I just put on the cartoon voice. So it was like, what a maroon. And then we both, I cut myself off because we were both like, what the fuck? Maroon is a color. Why is calling someone a maroon as a noun insulting? So, where did that come from? I'd love to hear it. Thanks. Love you. Mean it. Bye.
So, Lindsay, do you know the answer?
What a maroon came from?
Yeah.
Isn't that the Bugs Bunny? Not Bugs Bunny. Who was it? What a maroon.
Yeah, there you go.
That's Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, you got it.
I was blown away that he didn't know that, and his wife didn't know that. I figured that was just common knowledge.
Well, I guess it's only members of a certain generation who know immediately where that comes from.
Yeah,
it comes from the great American philosopher, Bugs Bunny.
What a maroon!
In the cartoons in the 1940s, Bugs Bunny would often refer to someone as a maroon. Or maybe even more so.
What a maroon. What an ignoranimous.
An ignoranimous?
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
And so the gag was, this is one of the few times they made Bugs look like a dummy.
Yeah.
He was insulting someone's intelligence while at the same time mispronouncing the words you would use to insult someone's intelligence. There was a joke within the joke there.
Yeah.
So what a maroon is basically a spoof or a mispronunciation, if you will, of the word moron.
It feels like that made it just unfunny. Just explaining it. I don't understand. I don't know where that guy from I thought he was quite a douche that he introduced himself as from the Car Bomb Podcast. What kind of guy does that?
I don't know.
Good point.
Well said.
Right? Speaking of old-timey things, Edwin had a call as well.
Hi, Ralph. Edwin from La Mirada here. I need your help to settle a bet. This is a bet about the Three Stooges, and you're a well-known stoogeophile. Okay, my brother says that Shemp did the Three Stooges shorts before Curly, and I say no. When they did the shorts, it was Curly first, and then Shemp replaced him. Oh, please note, we're not talking about Shemp being in the Stooges in the old days in vaudeville with Ted Healy. Come on, everybody knows that part of the story. This is just the shorts. So settle the bet. I think I can win a dinner off of my brother off of this. Who did Three Stooges shorts first, Curly or Shemp? Love you, mean it, bye.
All right. A lot of pressure.
So much for a dinner. A dinner.
All right. Edwin, here's how I see it. Now, I think you may win by a technicality if you specifically focus on the Columbia Studios shorts that the Three Stooges filmed starting in the 1930s.
Okay.
But your brother has a point in that when the Stooges were working with Ted Healy, as Ted Healy and his Stooges, it was Moe, Larry Fine, and Champ Howard. Mm-hmm. And then the four of them appeared in a feature-length film called Soup to Nuts.
Yeah.
So the first time the Stooges ever appeared on film
was with
Shemp. But when Columbia gave them the contract to start doing the short films, Shemp had already left the group to go into a solo career, and so they brought younger brother Jerome, a.k.a. Curly, into the mix. And so Curly was the original Stooge to be with Moe and Larry in the short films,
right?
But not the first appearance they ever made. So does that settle the bet, do you think?
I mean, the shorts that we all recognize as the Three Stooges.
Curly was the original, third Stooge. Yes. And then when he got sick, his brother Shemp came back into the fold, took over.
But the shorts, there was Curly.
Then it was Joe Besser. Then it was Curly Joe Derrida. And there was a lot of guys after that. So I hope that helps, Edwin.
So, Edwin, where did he take you to dinner?
He hasn't yet. I sent that clip of Ralph to him yesterday. So dinner's in the mix.
Nice.
But the thing is, do I have to give Ralph like 10% of my dinner? How does that work?
Sure.
I'll send him some fries.
Just send him like a half-eaten cheeseburger?
Oh, yeah, there you go, for Munchin' Monday.
Let's get our act together and go over to Jankytown. Casey on the button, she was on Jankytown this week.
Were there any times where you kind of like dropped a segment or a word and Kevin got mad at you or Bean or anyone from the morning show?
I think it would be like we'd talk about it and be like, why did you dump that? I think it was usually Bean. It'd be like, why did you dump that?
Yeah.
It was fine. I was like, I mean, would it have been fine? Probably. But if it comes back on somebody, it's going to come back on me. Like, I am the scapegoat here.
Yes,
so.
That was my next question is, did you know that, like, the reason why you were there was because if we ever really royally fucked up, that we would be like, well, she should have caught it. It's on her.
Oh, yeah.
And then, but, like, it's weird because per the rules, you would have to pay the $25,000 fine.
No, not me. It would have been the station.
No, it would have been
you. And it wasn't $25,000. It was $325 per utterance.
What?
And it was the station. So for the amount of money that I was saving the company, I got paid very, very, very little. Very little.
But you were very appreciated at the job.
I was not in the least.
But you got to take advantage of all the wonderful things the morning show got.
That is also not accurate.
But at least you worked with wonderful, wonderful people.
Again, not accurate.
Shit, why? Why did you have that job? Why did you keep that job?
Benefits. And I was done with work by 11 a.m. every day.
So when I remember listening to the show, I remember Casey being part of the show, but apparently she was a plant from corporate. She was not actually part of the Kevin and Bean show. She was there just to protect the station from them dropping F-bombs and S-bombs.
Can we hear from Drew's cat?
Okay, I thought we were ignoring all that. Like, oh, sorry, she does this. I got my cat here.
It's just funny because she doesn't appear in the frame because she's kind of in the blue screen, and you're just kind of like fondling the window.
I thought it was a feather for a second. I thought you were going like with some feathers.
There we go. There she is.
Oh,
yeah, no, it's a real cat. She sits on my chair like this, so she's just...
Don't let her bite your foot.
No, she's the good one. This is the good one. This is the murder kitty.
I thought it was like your other virtual backgrounds, or I wasn't really sure. And then it kind of looked like a bird was sitting on your shoulder. Man, oh man. This is going to the Smithsonian.
Stay on target.
This is an episode.
The target went with the hour that we lost.
One more time.
I said the target went with the hour that we lost.
Okay. So the sad part about Casey was that even though she wasn't part of the morning show and she was just a plant from corporate, when the morning show got fired, she also got fired. Huh. And they go in depth on that episode. It was a really good episode. I enjoyed it quite a lot. If you guys didn't listen to that one, go ahead, check it out. Let's just talk about Kevin and his heroes.
At Bird Park, a bunch of kids no older than 8 or 9, say, strapped fireworks to each other's pelvic areas. I gotta be honest, this sounds like little me.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Bunch of kids, no older than 8 or 9, strapped fireworks to each other's pelvic areas and were jumping over a campfire.
Wow.
To see whose would light first.
Wow. That is so you. That's 100% you. Is this an old post from like 400 years ago?
I wish it wasn't a so me, but it's really, it's a lot me.
That's awesome.
And that's very troubling. I find this unsafe and disturbing.
Why?
Did you say Kevin's heroes or my heroes? God.
Is this how the story ends?
No, this was just the neighborhood, the neighborhood app when they go over it.
Oh, I see.
Those were just some of Kevin's heroes and I guess our heroes too now.
Sure, unless they blew their nuts off.
Well, they can sing the high parts in choir.
Right.
Speaking of shows that are ending, Cupertino chat. They had a whole bunch of problems this week, and one of them, Bean had to actually change locations and go to a teabagger's house to try and record.
Allie, I'm in a stranger's basement, essentially.
Is he kind of murdery? Do we know?
He's very murdery. Are you kidding me? You should see this guy. Oh, I thought it was Sasquatch when I pulled up, but it's a human. It's a human, and he ushered me into a forest.
Is that your way of saying he has a beard?
He's okay for now.
Yeah, he's waiting till I start doing the show, and then he's going to attack me from behind with a hatchet. That's what's going on. He's just trying to get me to let my guard down. Here's what's happening.
Well, then he's going to have to edit all this together.
That's true. If you kill me, Nick, you're responsible for editing the show and getting it out for the rest of the teabaggers, okay?
Yeah, you guys would be in big trouble, so I'll refrain from doing so.
Okay, all right. Very good. We're going to give this a try. Thank you, Nick. I'll come see you in a bit.
All righty.
See how we're doing?
Okey-doke.
Allie, you're happy so far?
So far, so good.
I mean, we've been there before.
Tell me what happened. You went over to Nick's. Did you switch out any cables?
No, I didn't do that. Okay. I didn't do that.
Okay.
We're operating under the assumption that the Airbnb is cursed. But let's see if this works. Let's see if new location is our friend, Allie.
So does it work? No, it doesn't.
Okay, look, let's just try to burn through some stuff and call it a day. Maybe call it a week. Maybe call it a podcast. Maybe this is the last episode. Maybe this is how we go out. Maybe we just, you know what? There comes a time in every great athlete's career where he realizes what?
Don't say that, Bean. That's just mean.
Oh, okay. I thought you were telling me we were crackling.
Oh, no. We absolutely are, as of right now. Holy shnikes.
Okay. So we're done. If we're crackling now, we're done, right?
If we're crackling now, we're done. So let's bid an adieu to the nice people. We are going to reconvene on Monday. It's going to be a great start to the week. We're going to skip Friday because you know what? We've now wasted at least 2 days of your time, Bean.
And you're also very close to suicide as well. So let's
not feeling great. Okay. So let's reconvene Monday and thank all the teabaggers for being so understanding and good God.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bean got bitten by a dog.
He opened up his front door, and it was the hounds of hell. He has three huge dogs that just came streaming out that door right at me. And one of them leapt up like a police dog and took a bite out of crime, man. He just like a mouthful of clothing, but his teeth still went through the cloth into my stomach. Nick saw it. I lifted my shirt, which is a grim thing for anybody to have to look at. He actually saw the teeth marks and saw the blood. I mean, it was a legitimate dog bite.
What the heck is happening today?
I don't know that I've ever been bitten by a dog in my entire life. And this was the first time that this little dog, this little sweetie, I didn't get her name.
Cujo?
Might have been Cujo. Could have been, should have been. This is the first time she has ever bitten anyone. So, of course, it would happen today because why not?
Of course.
Why not?
Well, and you have a history of being bitten by animals you don't know.
Wait, who else bit me?
That cat. Remember on Vashon Island?
Oh, right. The cat did bite me, yes.
He forgot about the cat. I thought that was hilarious. But how would you feel, Edwin, if Bean showed up to your house to record, brought all his equipment?
Dream come true.
and then left, but then your dog bit him before he got a chance to leave.
That part I wouldn't like, but I'm very jealous of that teabagger that got to have Bean come to his house. I do want to say Bean went above and beyond. He bought new microphones. He went to a different house. It's not like he was falling down on the job. So good on you, Bean.
He was definitely trying. I still go by the ghost of beer mug. The ghost of beer mug was haunting his machine, causing a problem, because we haven't heard from beer mug since he trashed him on the podcast.
Could be.
All right, let's do the week that was. Come on, land this boat, Edwin.
No, let's just be in the boat and all sink together. Oh, there goes Chris.
Press the button, my friend. Send me back into time.
Edwin!
No, Edwin.
Oh,
right.
I'm sorry.
One, three.
It's a new day.
Oh, you can't have
the our feature presentation.
Meet the 2012.
I present to you Footloose 3.0.
Hey, everybody. We're doing the week that was March 6th to 10, 2012. Let's start off with Project X. I finally got to the bottom of it. Kevin and Bean did record some lines. Let's see what happened to them.
Project X, or as Kevin calls it, K-Rox Kevin's Project X, came in number two.
Bean and I cut a lot of lines for that movie, and then they just left in one of me, and they cut him out completely.
Aw, Bean.
That's comedy.
What was your line, by the way? You saw the movie, right?
It's the Kevin and Bean show, and let's talk about that house party last night. It's nothing, but it's just that one line, and all the beans were cut out.
I could have done that, though.
There's no way. We don't have time for you to learn on the job, Bean.
Okay, so that's what happened. Bean did get cut out, which is kind of funny. So anyway, they decided they would take calls about parties that went out of control.
Let's talk to Sarah real quick, and then we'll take your calls, too, at 1-800-520-1067. Party out of bounds. That's the topic today. House party got out of control. What happened? We can't wait to hear your stories in honor of Project X. Hi, Sarah. Thanks for calling. What happened?
Hi. So in high school, I threw a senior party, and an ex-friend of mine flyered it at three high schools as to get me back for something. And over 500 kids showed up. Shots were fired. Cops were called.
Shots were fired.
Right in the air, someone thought it was funny to bring a gun, shoot it in the air, and my parents were out of town. They came home. My house was trash. I was grounded. Yeah, no bueno.
No bueno indeed.
Au contraire, bueno.
Did anyone get arrested? Did anyone get arrested, or did the cops just show up and make everybody leave?
No, five people got arrested for drunk in public.
And were you legendary for the rest of the year?
I was. And I got her back pretty good myself, so.
Sweet.
That's fantastic.
Were you arrested, Sarah?
I was not arrested. No. I was just told to stay in the house.
Okay. All right.
Lindsay, you're pointing your... What did you notice there?
No bueno.
Right. That's where that came from. So good job, Sarah. I'm so jealous of her. I wanted to be a person that had a clip that was like a constant on the show. Let's hear that again.
No bueno.
That was pretty funny. So that's where that came from. Pretty interesting party, too. And I wanted them to ask her. Said she had a falling out with a friend, and they were pranking each other. And she said she got her back. So, Sarah, if you're out there, we want you to come on our show. Let's see what you did to your friend.
Oh, no.
Okay, now the big news that week was someone kind of stole my thunder this week on the social club. And they said Lana Del Rey came on the show. And this was the time she does. Of course, we know, obviously. I can't fool you with that one. Here was the introduction that got Bean very excited.
We also have Lana Del Rey in the studio.
Oh, that's right.
How about that? She's going to be here. She's going to be performing live.
Very cool.
I love her so much.
Bean loves her too much.
I love her just the right amount.
I'm afraid. I'm scared. I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but she's going to come in here and Bean's going to creep us out.
Yeah,
I'm not going to be creepy at all. I'm a fan of hers, and I think she's gotten a raw deal.
Okay,
I'm excited to meet her. That's all.
All right. Don't be too excited. That's what I'm saying.
I love her the right amount.
Try to play it down a little bit. That's all I'm saying.
I'm with Bean. I get the same thing when I start talking about Lisa May. You guys roll your eyes. I love Lisa May the right amount. Let's skip ahead. This is when she did come on, and this is the introduction and a little bit of the interview.
Hi, Lana Del Rey.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
You're so nice.
Thank you.
Why is everyone so mean to you?
It's not everyone.
What has the last 6 months of your life been like? I can't even imagine.
No, you probably can't imagine. I mean, like in my own life, mostly I've just been working a lot. I just, I had to finish the record kind of quickly and just been on the road mostly with the band doing, we did a little tour in Europe. So it's really just been about work and focusing on the trilogy of videos I was making. So
Lana's album came out at the end of January. And if my figures are correct, I understand you are now somewhat north of 900,000 copies sold.
That's what I hear. Right?
Mm-hmm. That's insane, right?
Yeah, it's more. I mean,
for any new artist to come out with a record and, you know, be close to selling a million copies in the first 3 months, I mean, that has to be far exceeding any expectations you had when you put the thing out.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, yeah. But I didn't have too many expectations in terms of sales, like when I actually put the record out. But yes, yeah.
I realized as I listened to this that I missed this show. I think it was on a Wednesday. And that's when I'm doing my route on Wednesdays. I'm not getting K-Rock. So this was the first time I heard the whole thing, not just the obvious the clip. And if you listen to the whole interview, they're having fun. She's having fun. So she's not, you know, she sounded pretentious when she answered that question, but she really wasn't.
She has a trilogy.
Did anyone remember?
She has a trilogy of music videos coming out. She's pretentious. I'm sorry.
No, she's really not. The thing was, she edited videos for other people too. So she was a little bit upset. People thought, oh, this is a girl that she's only getting pub because she's pretty. You know, she's not talented. Because they talked about the time she went on SNL. She went on SNL before she even released her album in the US. And she was saying, well, you know, I've released things in Europe and they've sold. So it's not like I'm a one-hit wonder.
Wasn't the rumor that she changed her name and had plastic surgery so that she could sell more records?
She did change her name. And as they mentioned, lots of people changed their names. So they couldn't figure out, especially being why she got so much hate for that. Let's skip ahead. And they talk about the song that she's talking about that she edited was called Video Games.
How was the Video Games video made? It looks like it's you singing, but interspersed with lots of what seems like found footage from the 50s through the 70s. How did that even happen?
Because I've been an editor for 9 years. I edit other bands' videos in Brooklyn, and I edit my own. It's not
you made this video?
Obviously.
Well, I didn't know. Wow, that's very impressive.
Sorry.
Obviously.
No, I did.
That sounded a little snobby. I got to be honest.
I know. It's because no one thinks I do anything. It's crazy. No, I did. Well, I actually loved making it and the other videos, too.
Okay. They even said, hey, you sound a little snobby. And she said, I know. I'm saying cut Lana Del Rey a little bit of slack. What do you think? Should we cut her some slack, Lana?
Obviously.
No, because they asked her, how did you come up with this idea for the video? And she's like, well, I've been doing this for years, guys. It just kind of sounded, I mean, just a little too pretentious.
I guess we're going to have to agree to disagree on this one.
Obviously.
And I even brought in a little bit of the song. So let's listen to it, see if she's talented.
Swinging in the backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. You open up a beer, say get over here and play your video games. I'm in your favorite sundress, getting undressed, take your body downtown, baby. While I say you're the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put your favorite perfume on.
Just a little bit there. I don't know. I think she has a good voice. She's no Kelly Clarkson, but not bad.
Obviously.
Her stuff after she changed her name is very slow. I have a clip of her older stuff, which is a little bit more peppy. Let me play that for you. It's a little more upbeat. I like it better.
If you fought enough
dry. If you fought enough, if you fought enough, so cool my dry. Just don't push your luck.
See, that's rocking.
Boo!
Thank you.
Now I gotta try to figure out how to share my sound.
Banished to the waiting room.
Well, we'll leave the Lana Del Rey stuff behind. Let's go to a truly great artist. That's Lisa May, doing another commercial live.
Circle K invites you to try their cure for the common wiener, made of 100% beef and 20% bigger than the competition. They're sure to give anyone near you a serious case of hot dog envy.
Oh, come on!
Circle K premium all beef hot dogs.
They're begging for it.
So much beef.
Oh, Lisa!
I'm Lisa Stop May it. With K Rock
That's
Traffic.
That's not a real commercial,
yes,
is it?
Yes, it is.
Not one.
Big time credit to Circle
K. Oh, yes!
For leaning into it.
Yeah. Not one bell in that.
I know. They were so surprised, I think. Do you guys remember a movie that Will Ferrell did all in Spanish? It was called Casa de Mi Padre. I remember when they said it, just the idea cracked me up. And then I did watch the movie and I loved it. I thought it was hilarious. Anyway, they had a little bit about that.
Are we having Will on for this? I think we are,
but I'm not positive he's going to speak to us in English.
Even better!
Which means we're going to have to bring in an interpreter.
Wow, so. We're screwed.
Yeah.
Because Dave the King of Mexico, he doesn't sing, he doesn't speak Spanish.
No.
Well, Bean took about 14 years of Spanish, right? So he must be fluent by now.
Nope.
But Bean, you've taken so many classes in Spanish.
The first answer is yes, he did take that many classes.
I did. I took a lot of Spanish, yeah. I took it in high school and in college, right. And then I took a course after that just on my own.
So you must be fluent in Espanol.
I do very well while I'm taking the course, but then it immediately evaporates when it is not used.
No bueno.
Yeah. No bueno indeed.
And yet exactly. He still knows all the details of the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
That he does.
So go figure.
I'd forgotten that. Bean took so much Spanish classes, so many Spanish classes, and it just went away as soon as he left the classroom. I want to get him and Dave to take a Spanish class together. Okay, this one, with Bean's static troubles, it's funny that this happened to come up on the week I was listening.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is a Wednesday morning.
What's crackalating, people?
Good morning.
You almost pulled that off.
Bean did mention that he was going to say crackalating because of all the static he was having that week. Willard Scott's birthday came up. Do you guys remember who he is? He was a weatherman on, I think, Good Morning.
Ronald McDonald, the original Ronald McDonald.
Yeah.
Wow, that's fantastic.
We just had this conversation, didn't we?
Didn't we? Oh, it's funny that it came up that it was his birthday. So if our tangents weren't enough for you, let's listen to some real life tangents that Kevin and Bean went into.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Willard Scott. He is the TV. Is he still the TV weatherman?
I don't know. Al Roker is the day-to-day guy, but they go to Willard once or twice a week. You know, I've told this story before, Ralph, but he was the first radio disc jockey I ever met in my life. Willard Scott was.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
How exciting that must have been for you.
Exciting story. It certainly was for me, as you can imagine, being a young radio geek to actually meet a guy on the radio in person. It was a big thrill.
Did somebody snap up the movie rights to that story?
No.
I'd rather hear Beer Mug talk about his drumming.
It was just
Bean's interaction with radio personalities.
It was a pivotal moment for me to see him doing a live broadcast.
Did we have him to blame?
Exciting story.
For why you got into radio as a
career? I was already interested in being in radio. It was just a nice step in that direction.
Willard Scott, by the way, first Ronald McDonald. I don't know if you knew that or not.
That's a joke.
Obviously.
That's true. He was the first Ronald McDonald. First guy to dress up as Ronald McDonald.
So we have to give some big time credit to Christopher. He knew that already.
Obviously.
And it was interesting that it was the first live show of the Bean Song, first radio guy. And then the next Showbiz Beat, they did another extended riff into Willard Scott.
Today's celebrity birthdays, next week rather, Will Scott.
Willard Scott. I call him Will.
His close friends calls him Will.
We do. We do around the old age home as he picks up photographs of people to put up on television during the Smuckers break. He is 78 years old.
There aren't a lot of guys named Willard anymore, just in general, are there?
I think of the Rat, and I think of the weatherman from the Today Show. The only two Willards I know.
Isn't that, I may sound stupid, but isn't that Mitt Romney's real first name is Willard? Didn't I read that or hear that? Does that sound right to you, Lisa?
I don't think that's it.
Don't know. Thanks for bringing it up, though,
Bean. Doesn't ring a bell.
Maybe it's Millard. You don't meet many Millards anymore, either.
You don't meet any Millards ever.
Was it Millard Fillmore?
Fillmore was the president, yeah. Hold on, I'm bringing it up.
This is going to be worth it.
Mitt Romney's full name, born March 12, 1947, Willard Mitt Romney.
Wow.
Yeah! You are the man.
Bean is the phone-a-friend.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind?
Sure
that
does.
Just happened.
That's remarkable.
Okay, if you think our tangents are bad, how about that? But he did get it right. Let's give him credit.
That took a turn. Wow.
that whole show took a turn.
See that? You see how white people do?
By the way, to anybody, go to the archive, the March 6, 2012 show. That's the one with Lana Del Rey. Just a great show from beginning to end. They're on. It's interesting to see the Lana Del Rey clip in context. I would recommend going to the archive, Stockdale, and listening to it. Very good stuff. Let's see. We heard in the intro about Footloose 2.0. Again, I didn't hear this show live, so I think I would have remembered this, but there was more than one Footloose.
I present to you Footloose 2.0.
All right!
Is your foot loose, by the way?
Yes, and I've been trying to keep it under control for the longest time.
Yes.
See, he works in the other DJ.
Wow. Unbelievable. There's another one.
So he said, twice maybe he did it. Maybe he got away with
There's
it.
There's not a third.
I present to you Footloose 3.0.
No possible way.
Yeah. Denise Williams. Did he go?
He's the drum machine. He's doing the drum machine noise. Apparently, every time he played this song, he would go, yeah. He would have some Footloose gag tacked onto the front of this intro.
Yeah. Denise Williams.
Once you could forgive him. Twice?
I wouldn't forgive him
three
once.
Three times, and who knows how many more.
Yeah, we remember the original Footloose, and I had forgotten he did it more than once. Oh, being on Top 40 Radio, God, I wish I could have heard that. Bean, do another amp show with Footloose, and you could do it again.
Well, I got a question, since we're talking about Bean and old and radio, and he wants to get back on the radio somewhere, right? What radio station wouldn't hire him?
I don't know if radio is hiring much of anybody.
K-Rock, whatever.
K-Rock, exactly.
I mean, he did say he was applying to others, to radio stations and getting rejected, right? So, or is it just thinking he wants too much money, right?
Yeah, because they're already developing ChatGPT DJs, so they don't need to pay an actual person.
It's a hard field. There's no money in it.
Well, he's got a bunch of money. Maybe he could just buy a radio station.
He's very wealthy. Like, I feel like he's definitely not doing it for the money. Like, it's for the love of the game. But I guess there is I don't even know. I don't understand.
It's just a radio station. The companies for radio stations are not trying to spend money on anybody.
Right.
Like, I think Omar is like doing 15, 16 stations. That was the last count I got. Right. So they have multiple. They have one person doing multiple jobs. There you go. Mm-hmm. That's how it works, Lindsay.
It's kind of like wrong doorbell identity here. Let's finish. Let's fly this boat. Okay. This boat is flying right into the horizon.
Sorry.
Okay. Now, this is another thing that was interesting because it was a clip we've heard for years. Let's do a trivia question. Drew, what's like the worst clip Kevin plays all the time?
Wrong doorbell.
Okay, throw it out to anybody then.
Is it the no from Darth Vader?
The Bose.
Okay, I'll
Is
play it.
Is it the Armenian comedian?
That's the Britney clip. Remember, Rob would always get mad. He says, we don't know what it's from. It doesn't do anything. So finally, we got to the bottom of where that came from.
I'm surprised they haven't asked you guys to be judges on the X Factor.
What?
That's where the big-time celebrities go. They can use your input, your years of experience. Instead, looks like they're going with Britney Spears.
Oh.
She hasn't been on TV since her days on the Mickey Mouse Club. Well, if you don't count that horrendous reality show she had with her husband.
That was terrible. Unwatchable.
That's where I got that clip from.
What was that called? Brit-tastic or nauseous or what was it?
It was one word.
Fantabulous.
Does anyone remember? Do you want to jump in? Steal? Can you steal from Ralph?
Lindsay knows. Lindsay was already ready to say.
I knew where the clip came from, but the only thing I can think of right now is from Justin to Britney or something like that. But it was the reality show with him. I mean, with Britney Spears and her Federlisi. But no, I do not remember what it was called.
All right, let's pick it up.
Unwatchable.
I don't remember.
Unrealistic.
Email Ralph at krock.com.
Doomed Marriage. What was the name of that show?
The name of the show was...
It was named after her album. It was came out around the same time as the album, didn't it?
Her
Perfume
it?
And everything else. It had some tie-in. Fantabulous. lascivious. Lancashire.
Oh, there it is. I got it. Okay.
What?
What?
I was not going to tell us.
Hello?
Boy, what a it sure feels
dick.
Good to know it, though, I'll tell you, because it was driving me crazy to not be able to come up with it.
That's what it was called.
It was called Chaotic.
Chaotic. Oh.
Chaotic. It was on the UPN, back when there was a network called UPN, by the way.
That's right. Chaotic.
Ugh. Chaotic. I was thinking Britney's television career was Mickey Mouse Club. Chaotic. Wow. Talk about spanning something. And there was also another famous clip that Kevin would bring it a lot.
Huh?
Yeah.
So the great Britney Spears. So Chaotic is where that came from. And okay, to wrap this baby up, to fly this boat into the ocean, this is what our show does, Bean. That's the week that was. By the way, this is a fun fact. I sent that clip to Bean, and he's like, I already got that, because I guess the show's going to be good on Monday. But at least he said, you get me. So we are on the same wavelength.
Fun fact.
And that's the week that was. Back to you, Steve.
Is he done? Is he done yet? Is that what happened? Okay, you finished?
The Finally? Speed racers are back.
All right, Lindsay, end the show.
What? I thought I was supposed to have time to prepare an ending per Edwin, per the memo we got from Edwin.
It wasn't a memo, it was a request.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
Why do you I want just to be said, prepared would you guys now, consider Edwin? Assigning the outro? Since I'm so awful spontaneously.
I don't think so. I think you, don't you usually have it all printed up and prepared and ready to go? That's why we go to you all the time.
Wait, to me, Edwin?
Yeah, you, Edwin. No, the other Edwin.
No, gee.
How is it possible that we have actually not gone over on time that badly?
I don't know. I'm actually pretty impressed with that.
Well, after 100 episodes, maybe we're starting to finally get the hang of it.
And Edwin's finally seeing the merit of preparing for a show like this, which Christopher does.
I prepare a lot, just not that.
He sent me clips yesterday.
Oh, my.
It's a new Edwin. It's a brand new Edwin.
New year, new Edwin, I see.
All right.
New time zone, new Edwin.
Okay.
Yeah, new time zone, new Edwin.
Okay, say bye, Edwin.
Oh,
wait, no. Okay, Lindsay's going to say bye. I thought Lindsay was... Who was prepared?
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Jeffrey Bezos, CEO, entrepreneur, born in 1964.
Are we meant to be hearing something right now?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Not again.
We cannot. I'm not joking here, Christopher.
We can't hear you,
and you are not sharing sound.
Nope. That's why I'm dancing.
You're dancing and throwing me off. What is happening?
Sí. A la felicidad de Raúl. Que disfrutes de todos los placeres de la vida. Aunque sea la destrucción de la familia.
Por favor. Por más que me duela, mañana no quiero que estés en la boda de tu hermano Raúl. ¿Me entiendes? ¡Lárgate!
Because I think this show is extremely valuable. It is an honor to be on this desk every day. It really is. But what we've just witnessed is the problem with this show, where we create narratives that do not exist in reality.
Throw the show out the fucking window and light it on fire.
Okay, that's it. Bye!
Fuck them kids. Fuck the kids?
Yeah.